When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at cenovus.com.
Yo, welcome into the House of L podcast. I'm Lawrence Holmes. Thank you so much for hanging out on the pod. Whenever you're consuming this, maybe you're a Cubs fan that's mad and needed the content immediately. Maybe you waited until Tuesday morning, but we need to talk about them. Look, on the show a few weeks ago, I said, you know, they've got the look of a team that's going to lose six in a row. They are knocking on the doorstep of that. Here's the thing. We're a third of the way through. Memorial Day is usually one of the days. Even I was listening to Pat and Ron Sunday night, and Pat was talking about it. Memorial Day, 4th of July, Labor Day. Those are the demarcation points inside of a season. It is very important that you realize that there's two-thirds of the season left to go. I realize that too. And Sahadev Sharma did a really good breakdown about some of the offensive problems that the Cubs had last year, and then they got hot. They were very similar offensively this time last year, and then got hot. The only thing is that it's cool that we can look at that and statistically go, that is a fact. That doesn't mean that it's going to happen again and that people should expect it to happen again. And the reason for that is players getting older, players being more injured, partially because they're older. Also, there being a better opportunity for pitchers to figure out how to get the Cubs lineup out. Dansby Swanson, from an offensive standpoint, has been a disappointment. One might argue that this season he's been defensively not as good as he was last year. That's the player that was the fourth shortstop. And when you looked at the statistic at the end of last year, saying, oh, well, you know, Dansby out of the four shortstops had the better year. But was he the better player overall? Last year, yeah. I mean, he was a Gold Glove winner. Was he a 4.5 WAR player last year? And I thought that when the Cubs signed him, if you looked at his last 2 years in Atlanta, that you were going to see a continuation of his evolution as a power hitter. That maybe he wasn't going to be an on-base guy, but he's gonna give you some slug. And he hasn't given you slug this year. I was futzing around yesterday looking at the statistics. I think he's like a 600, like close to 600 OPS right now. That's not good. And that's someone that you're counting on to give you offense. The other part of the offensive struggles is, you know, Christopher Morel, I think, has taken some steps forward as an offensive player this season. And I look at his walk rate as being an indicator of that. I I have a lot of hope that what you're going to see with Morel is the thing that Joe Maddon always talked about with Javier Baez. Usually, walks lead to seeing the ball better, lead to trying to drive the ball the opposite way. And then when pitchers try to pitch inside, you're able to turn on balls and really, really show some of that power hitting the ball out. But when you look at their lineup, the Cubs lineup overall, it just, there's not a lot of flow to it. And there are good players in it, but everyone in today's lineup, Memorial Day lineup, is playing, I think, below where they are, what type of player they are, except for Patrick Wisdom, who I think is playing above where he is as a player. And I think that Craig Counsell has figured out how to use Patrick Wisdom. But everyone else, I'm just going to give you OPSs. Nico Hoerner, 729. Seiya Suzuki, 710. Both of those players, I think, are closer to 800 than 700. And Seiya should be a guy that's in the 800s. Bellinger, not terrible, 767 for him. Morel's at 671. Wisdom at 767. Dansby Swanson is 616. Ian Happ is starting to come around. He had an 0-for against Milwaukee on Memorial Day, but he's creeping back closer to 700 with a couple bombs in St. Louis. So he's at 686. Madrigal is 542, which is about right for him. And Miguel Amaya. Miguel Amaya not hitting. And Yan Gomes not hitting. If you remember last year, Yan Gomes was that dude. If you needed a big hit from Yan Gomes, he was coming through for you. That has not been the case this year. He has not hit at all. And when you run stuff back, and I do appreciate that the Cubs have tried to give the job to Amaya. It's his if he wants it. Yan Gomes, by the way, a 440 OPS this season, a negative two WAR. It's stuff like that where you go, you can look at last year's statistics all you want, but some of it is just the reality of Yan Gomes is 36 years old. Perhaps last year was an outlier of a season. So let me see if I can find some facts to back up my hypothesis on this. Because in my mind, Yan Gomes had a good year all the way through. Yeah, an 852 OPS in April last year. That was kind of what carried him. And then in July, a 922 OPS. Other than that, he was flirting around 600 for the rest of the season. So it was early production from Yan Gomes that you are not getting anymore at all. And you're not getting any production from your catcher position. The guys in the outfield are going to, and Nico, in my opinion, are going to have to carry this offense. Eventually, I think Morel will come around. But it's got to be Ian, Belly, and Seiya. Justin Steele went out there on Monday, and man, he was incredible. And it just, the bullpen yet again, but the bullpen because of defense, because of Nick Madrigal, who's a player that you guys know how I feel about Nick Madrigal. Well, maybe you don't. I like Nick Madrigal as somebody's 26th man. He should have to scratch, fight, and claw to keep his job at the major league level. And he has the physical profile of a player like that, but not the other stuff. It's like you look, they said it during the Sunday night baseball game, and I was laughing Xavier's like, oh, yeah, Nick Madrigal comes in to pinch hit. He's an on-base machine.
On-base machine.
He's not an on-base machine. Now, he got a hit last night, but I think his on-base is like in the 280s. Because he's a guy that swings freely, doesn't take walks, and has no power. What is that going to do for you? And then when he gets on base, he's not a great base runner. Again, Sunday night did a good job of going first to third after he pinch hit. But overall, he's a guy that should be fighting for his job. And he's been given a lot of opportunities. Really been given them and hasn't necessarily earned them. And that's part of my issue. And it's not that he's I'm not trying to say he's lazy. There's no indication that that's the case. It's quite the opposite. The indication is that he works really hard, but that doesn't mean that just because he works hard, that he deserves a spot.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at synovus.com. Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at synovus.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Craig Counsell has been doing his job. If you look at win expectancy, the Cubs have probably won some games that their current run differential tells you that they shouldn't have won. And I think that Craig Counsell has done a really good job of earning his money. I also think that he knows that his roster is flawed. But you're not going to turn down the money. It bothers me that the Cubs didn't do more. And it felt like they didn't do more because of the CBT. It felt like they were going to be willing to go above the competitive balance tax at the trade deadline, but not necessarily in free agency. It just, everything felt like that. And so you end up having to rob Peter to pay Paul. Your starting rotation is good. Your bullpen's bad. You're waiting for older players to regain who they were. And maybe you're not act. Let me be careful here. I don't feel like the Cubs acted like a team that wanted to win. I felt like, and I have felt like since the beginning of this year, that they are acting like a team that went to the playoffs last year. Let me check my records. They did not go to the playoffs last year. But they built a team. It was like, oh, we'll just run it back. We'll run it back. We'll bring in a manager who's going to make the difference. And maybe at the end of this, Craig Counsell does make the difference. If the difference is two or three games, I could already make the argument that he's made a difference. I don't think that you gave him exactly what he needed to compete this year. And there were a lot of questions about how this thing was going to be built. I don't like it. I haven't liked it for the last few weeks. Like, you can see something's not right about them. Like, when we were talking about before the White Sox went on their losing streak that they're on, that the White Sox had a better three-week stretch than the Cubs. The Cubs are still in that spiral. Like, when it's gone on so long that the White Sox have been bad again. But the Cubs have been in that same space. And now they've lost five in a row, and they're 2-8 in their last 10. But beyond that, if we look at what their schedule is in May, horrific. There's still plenty of time to fix all of this stuff because baseball is a marathon. But I got to tell you, that's my main issue with the Cubs and how they're built. They're not built for 162. You can see the breakdowns happening, and they happen to all teams. And guess what? They happen to the Brewers too. The Brewers have lost a bunch of their stars, and yet here they are, 4.5 games up. So I don't want to give the Cubs an out of saying, well, man, they've had so many guys injured. So because we hold teams to a higher standard when it comes to that stuff. When you're supposed to be a winning team, we rag on the White Sox for that. Swaggy McNolegs and all that nonsense. That's part of being a championship organization. And right now, the Cubs are not that. I don't have any easy fixes. I mean, they've been active in trying to add arms to the bullpen. I just think that they're really flawed. If guys do come back to the back of the baseball card, great. I would love to see it. It would be a lot of fun to see it. But I think there are other things that people need to keep in mind, like the age and like the health. You're giving away games. And now you're going to have to fight like hell. Remember, that's what happened last year. After the trip to London, the Cubs found themselves in a position where they had to fight like hell. And then, in the last 3 weeks of September, they were out of gas. You're putting yourself in a position where you're going to have to do that again. And I'm not sure that this lineup can make that happen. I'm not sure about that. But that's where I'm at. Thanks for hanging out on the pod. We'll see. We'll see if things get better. This series in Milwaukee feels real important. Got to at least grab two of these. And I can see people on Cubs Twitter right now flipping out. So I will talk to you next time. Peace.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Synovus.com. Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Synovus.com.